Welcome back, everybody, to Your Money Matters on 720 WGN. I'm Elise Gling, sitting in for John Hansen today. He will be back next week. It's been such a fun time hanging out with y'all, as we say in the South. Les Winston is founder of SocialSecurity.org. I hope I said that right, Les. He joins us now to talk about avoiding scams and finding red flags. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me, Elise.
So is it Social Secharity? Yeah. Did I get that right?
Yes, Social Secharity. Social S-E Charity. We are using that to brand a method of planning that's been around for quite a while. It's been around since 1969 when Congress passed several sections of the tax code that allowed individuals to become more charitable while also benefiting through income and tax deductions. The premise of it is that when you give, you can also get, and plan using these devices to avoid taxation, especially the capital gains tax.
Right. It's charitable contributions are really interesting business. What I'm so interested in, of course, since you set these things up, is that I'm sure you help people figure out what a good charity would be so that they're not, you know, just giving away to some sort of a scam organization. You know, what are some of the telltale signs of a sham charity or a charity that maybe isn't as deserving of your money?
Well, you can check out nonprofit organizations, the NGOs. You can check them out with the IRS and look at their tax filings, and you can see whether or not they're legitimate organizations, whether they have received the tax, the 501c3 classification from the government. You can also look at their administrative costs. You can see whether or not they're doing what they're supposed to be doing with the money that's been given to them. In a lot of instances, a lot of organizations that request money for charitable giving are not even qualified as 501c3s, and that's an important aspect of it. And what we do, though, we're not about giving directly. We're actually about putting the money into a charitable resource that eventually will go to charity. So you don't have to make a decision about giving to charity right at the point where you're planning the gift. And that's an important aspect of this. There's a lot of ways to use your own trust in order to be able to protect against scam organizations.
So that's interesting because, you know, I think a lot of listeners think, well, I'm going to set up a charitable trust. You know, I have to have a lot of money to do that. And, you know, while I like charitable trusts for a lot of reasons, one, you can actually write your checks to the charity from the trust, which saves you a bunch of money on a bunch of sides. But, you know, how much money do you need to actually set up a charitable trust?
Well, today you don't need to have a lot of money to set up a charitable trust. You need to have an asset, a non-cash asset that has a capital gain where you want to increase the amount of income that you can get from the asset when it's sold by avoiding the capital gain. And we have clients who have used these trusts down to $100,000 in property. If somebody has real estate, for example, that they purchased, in most cases, right, today it's no longer $100,000. But let's assume somebody purchased real estate 20 years ago, a vacation home. They paid $100,000 for it to that point, and today it's worth $400,000. They're not using it anymore, so they want to sell it. And if they sell it outright, they're going to have a capital gains tax on the $300,000 profit. If they can avoid that and get the maximum income from the sale of that real estate, it pays for them to use a charitable trust. And the charitable trusts are not expensive to create any longer because the technology has allowed us to make them more affordable.
Okay, so what are some of the tax benefits? How do you optimize, once you've got it in there, how do you actually optimize your donations so that you're, you know, helping people in need and you're helping yourself? How do you optimize that?
Well, optimizing it is to start with maximizing the asset that you have. And then depending on the type of trust that you establish, you can make additional contributions to that trust over time, basically using it as a form of retirement income. And that's why we've used this term social charity. Sounds like Social Security, and it has a lot of the similar characteristics. Social Security and Social Charity were both created by Congress. Social Security, if you pay into Social Security for your entire life and then you reach retirement age and pass away on the first day of your retirement, the money that is in your Social Security account disappears, and the government will give you $255 to bury yourself. But with Social Charity, whatever you put into the Social Charity account, when you pass, it's going to be directed by you into the community to serve, to benefit any charity that you choose at that time. I want to go back to one thing also. Using donor-advised funds, which is also very popular today, can help people avoid the issue of scams. And it protects the donors by doing the research for them. If you put money into a donor-advised fund, the donor-advised fund, before it distributes to somebody that you direct to have the distribution, they will do the research for you, and they will check to make sure that that's a valid nonprofit organization.
Yeah, you can look at charitynavigator.org. That's a suggestion from 815, one of our listeners, which I really like as well. I mean, they do a great job at sorting out all the ins and outs of different charities, and they can help you, really understand a little bit about where you want to go and, you know, where you want to avoid, certainly.
Yes.
I think that's a really good one. Well, Les Winston is founder of Social Charity, SECHRITY.org. Are you a not-for-profit?
Yes, we're a not-for-profit. The entity is the Endow American Network Foundation, which is a 501c3 organization. Our purpose is to try to endow America by creating charitable wealth so that the nonprofit organizations can be supported on their own without having grants from the government. Our theory is that government should not be supporting non-governmental organizations. And the reason that that is a problem is because it's not guaranteed to the nonprofit. There's a lot of politics involved. So we're trying to remove the grant making from government and keep it in the charity's own funding, so that endowment can support the charity and not cause the charity to have to raise money every year.
Terrific. So people can find out more about it from socialsecharity.org. Social, SECHRITY.org. Les, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate learning more about your organization and how you're helping people.
Thank you very much for having me, Elise. Appreciate the opportunity.
Have a great day.